Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Political violence is different than any other type of violence for lots of different reasons. One, because in the very act that Charlie championed of expression, that freedom of expression that is enshrined in our founding documents, in having his life taken in that very act makes it more difficult for people to feel like they can share their ideas, that they can speak freely.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Again, that's Spencer Cox. He is the governor of Utah, talking at the Friday press conference. He was also on CNN yesterday with some interesting information updates about the case. But what he said at the end of the press conference was so good that I want to talk about it. And I will. I'm very concerned about where we are. Probably not for the reasons you think. I actually made a very long post on my own Facebook page about this. We'll get to it in just a second, or get to the idea in just a second. But let's let him finish his comments here first.
We will never be able to solve all the other problems, including the violence problems that people are worried about, if we can't have a clash of ideas safely and securely. Even, especially those ideas with which you disagree. That's why this matters so much.
That's exactly right. The premise of the First Amendment, the premise of the right that the First Amendment protects, given by God, the rights come first, the government comes along and protects them. If government doesn't protect them, then government is failing its duty. Meaning if we also do not protect them and cherish them and encourage them, we also are failing to do our duty. But yeah, words are not violence, okay? And we should not respond to words with violence. And Charlie, the person who killed him, did exactly that, or at least that's the most obvious explanation. There's no reason to think there's any other explanation for it. But we have to be able to talk so that we don't engage in violence. That's the idea.
I want you to look at how Utahns reacted the last two nights. There was no rioting, there was no looting, there were no cars set on fire, there was no violence. There were vigils and prayers and people coming together to share the humanity. And that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is the answer to this. We can return violence with violence, we can return hate with hate. And that's the problem with political violence, is it metastasizes. Because we can always point the finger at the other side. And at some point, we have to find an off-ramp, or it's going to get much, much worse.
And it's happening. It's not happening with riots and burning buildings and violence of the sort that, you know, guns and knives and that sort of stuff. But we are seeing retaliation right now. What we've got going on is a cycle of hate and vindictive self-righteousness on both sides that's really concerning. On the left, it began with people, some variation of celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, or saying that they weren't sad about it and saying why he was a horrible guy. Okay. Now on the right, you have people publishing lists of anybody on the left who's said such things and calling for them to lose jobs and businesses and accountability, which, of course, is the left's watchword, right, for censorship. They say accountability. What they mean is censorship. Maybe not government censorship, but, you know, boycotts are a kind of accountability. You're preventing somebody from having a livelihood because of things that they've said. You know, they weren't sufficiently pro-gay, so we're going to boycott their company. Then the right comes along and says, they're too pro-gay, we're going to boycott their company. Well, neither of those is the right approach. The right approach is, okay, people have their views. I don't care. I want to know whether their product is good. I want to know whether it's the best price. That's where we should be. That's what real tolerance is. That's what the First Amendment is all about, is honestly, live and let live. Speak and let speak. Well, we have a very vivid example of this going on right now. The Texas Roadhouse in Milton. Apparently, the wife of the franchise owner, the local manager, posted some horrible things on social media. She didn't, and I believe all of this to be correct because I have seen comments from the official Facebook page of the Milton, Texas Roadhouse, and so that's where I take this all to be reliable. Well, I'll read you what she wrote. Just because I think you ought to know what it is and isn't. She says, I don't feel sorry for a Nazi. He didn't unite anyone except on the grounds of hatred and racism. May God have mercy on their souls. The same side that says black people, gay people, trans people, autistic people don't deserve basic human rights. And so that's kind of her perspective. In response, everybody on social media on the right says, I'm not going there anymore. This is horrible, terrible. And yesterday, the Texas Roadhouse in Milton announced that he's the husband of the woman who made the comments is the managing partner, not the woman, but that the husband is no longer the managing partner at Texas Roadhouse. Either he left or they got rid of him or something. And now they're under new management, essentially. And people are celebrating this. How don't you see that that's not the same, but in the same direction? This murderer decided that he hated Charlie Kirk's speech so much that he would kill him. Awful. The angry social media mob decided that they hated the speech of the wife of the owner of the Texas Roadhouse so much that they would ruin that business. The wife, not even the guy. And apparently, according to another post, supposedly from the Matt's dad, says, you know, she's got mental issues. I don't know the truth of that, but that's what he's saying. I mean, you're going to use... I get you're angry. You're furious. Okay. But fury's not Christian. Fury's not a lawful basis of vindictive action. Fury, retaliation, retribution, vengeance are very normal human responses. They're not healthy ones. More on this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, 29 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I wrote a really long Facebook. I mean, it's like 1,800 words. It's long. It's like 2.5 editorials. The PNJ usually has 650 or 700 words for their limit. And I said there were two views I'm seeing all the time on social media. And that's what scares me. Not because those views are so unusual, but because what's missing. One view, this happened to be about the drag show Christmas. Okay? The drag queen Christmas, drag queen Christmas was the name of it. We talked about this a lot on Friday. At the Sanger Theater, people showed up at the city council meeting to protest, say the city should cancel this project. And I said, A, they can't for contract reasons. B, they can't for the First Amendment. Much though I might despise something that people are saying in their artistic performance, they have a First Amendment right to say it. Okay? And I will protect people in their blasphemy. I'll protect people in their evil and their wicked and their, even in their anti-American speech. I will protect people. That's what it means, in my opinion, to be an American, to be a First Amendment believer. So regarding the Sanger Theater, what we see is group one, view one, which says the thing is awful, cancel it. I don't believe in cancel culture, regardless of who you're canceling. The second group says the thing is good. What's wrong with you? Let it happen. Those groups are the same. The shut it down view and the let it happen view are the same view. You know, if you don't like it, don't go to it. That's the same view. That just says, you know, support what you like and oppose what you don't like. those are the same. If the shoe was on the other foot, the people in each camp would be on the other camp. View three, the First Amendment view. The thing is awful, let it happen. It offends you, it violates your sensibilities, you think it's wicked, great, I agree. Let it happen. It's speech, let people speak. Charlie Kirk says amazing things, and so I'm told horrible things. Okay, let him speak. Somebody on the left says amazing things and horrible things. Okay, let him speak. That's view three. That's the First Amendment view. But there's a fourth view. And the fourth view I never hear. I hear a few people saying the third view. I never hear people saying the fourth view. I'm saying the fourth view. The fourth view is the thing is good. I like it. But maybe a little restraint would be better. You have the power to say something. That doesn't mean it's a good thing to say. You ever been married and feel like you were justified in demeaning, criticizing, condescending, hurting with words? You ever felt like that? Everybody who's been married has felt like that. Is that helpful? Is that wise? Is that loving? No. You know, there's two kinds of people. There's the people who say whatever they feel like saying in a marriage, and then there's the people who stay married. You kind of got to pick. Same thing in a civilization. If everybody ran around all the time saying everything they were legally allowed to say that was their right to say, I mean, we'd be done in a day. It'd be over. The barrier on free speech is very high. You know, perjury, fire in a crowded theater, fighting words. You can't call somebody a racial slur to their face. Incitement to violence. You know, hey, everybody, let's shoot the cops. You know, that kind of thing. Those are all illegal. Those are extremes of free speech that are illegal. Everything else is allowed. It doesn't mean everything else is smart or good or helpful or loving or Christian. So my advice to the drag show folks is, you shouldn't have done this at Christmas. It was stupid. It was mean. It was incendiary. It was wrong. Now that it's scheduled, maybe we have to allow it. My advice to the liberals, let's call them, I don't know whether they really are, but leftists is probably more fair, that are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk or calling him a Nazi or what this woman, the wife of the Texas Roadhouse manager, what, you know, what she said. Unless you're actively advocating to kill somebody, what you're saying is protected speech. I hate it. It's disgusting. But it's still protected speech. But you're an idiot for saying it. And if all everybody does is use their protected speech, the max, I mean, we won't make it. You have to use restraint. Everybody has to use restraint. You want to imagine a society in which everybody maximizes their use of their speech in any way they feel like using, up to and including sacrilege and blasphemy and profanity and advocating or at least celebrating when evil happens and calling each other Nazis and fascists and all this. Well, that's social media. Freedoms can only be preserved if people generally use them well. And if people generally use them badly, you will lose them. You give a kid freedom, he uses it well, you give him more. He uses it well, you give him more. Eventually, they're an adult. A kid uses freedom poorly. First time, you correct. Second time, you correct. Third time, maybe you restrict. Maybe you give him too much. If the whole population decides to use our freedom to speak, express, perform badly, and we are using it badly right now, it will get taken away by somebody. So, the people on the left are misusing what they're entitled to misuse. And the people on the right, who are shutting down restaurants over what the wife of the owner said on social media, are misusing what you're allowed to use. It's the same impulse. You're trying to shut down and punish speech. Horrid, terrible, awful speech. Stop trying to stifle speech. That's the American principle. And also, restrain yourself. Everybody control yourself. Everybody restrain yourself. You know, John, you asked me, you know. All right, the Black Lives Matter scuffle yesterday. We'll talk about that in a second. Cause, you know, somebody came and while they were painting the Charlie Kirk mural and having a vigil. By the way, vigil and vigilante are, you know, root words are related, right? Vigil is to hold a place of remembrance and honor. Vigilante is take matters in your own hands on the basis of your over commitment to some ideal that you're trying to hold. They're root words similar. Anyway, vigilantism is wrong, but collective vigilantism is wrong too. And collective economic punishment for people is wrong too. It's born of the same thing. That desire for self-righteous vindication and vengeance and punish them, get them. That's the problem. How about talk to them? How about persuade them? 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Highway 29 going southbound around 10 Mile Road, we're seeing just some minor delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right. Get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
The fall season in Pensacola is a lot of fun, from the Seafood Festival, Taste of the Beach, and so much more. And you'll find out how you won't miss a thing.
Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gentlemen, this is the EM50 Urban Assault Vehicle.
All right, I said I would mention about the Black Lives Matter. About the mural graffiti bridge for Charlie Kirk that was defaced yesterday. And there's already a post up on social media about, you know, showing the person, so we can all like find him and ostracize him and, you know, be mad at him. Fighting words, incitement to violence. You might make the case. I don't know. I don't feel like I know enough of the precedents in order to say, but somebody at a vigil defacing a mural that you just painted at graffiti bridge, boy, that's real close to fighting words. It's dumb of him to do it.
Or fighting actions. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, sure. Well, if you think of the spray paint as
okay,
the word, the artistic content, he's certainly allowed to spray paint over it. You know they will. They will always. Okay. Is it smart to do it in front of a big crowd? No, that's really a stupid thing to do. He should have used restraint. If you punch him, and tackle him and beat the crap out of him. You going to get arrested? Yeah, you will. If somebody insults you to your face and you knock them out, they're going to get arrested for fighting words. You're going to get arrested for battery. Restraint is one of the least talked about virtues of an open and free society. And I just, the more I'm thinking about it and talking about it, the more I want you to realize that that's the one we've all got to be calling for. Do less than you're allowed. Do less than you're able. I know a lot of people are saying, well, Andrew, she has the freedom to say this is Texas Roadhouse. The wife said horrible things about Charlie Kirk. She didn't advocate violence. She just, anyway. And now they've changed owners. They've gotten rid of him over the weekend. Happened very fast. For his wife's comments. People say, well, Andrew, she has the right to say what she wants, and I have the right to go with my dollars. Of course you do. But having the right to do something is not a justification of the thing. There are many things you have a right to do that you shouldn't do. You choose how to use your rights. And sometimes, like, for example, silence is a phenomenal expression of free speech. Sometimes just keeping your damn mouth shut is the right answer. That's true for the people who say the terrible things, and that's people who respond to the people who say the terrible things. Or even saying it lovingly is also nice sometimes.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A prayer vigil held at the Kennedy Center to honor Charlie Kirk.
It's going to take all of us in this room and all of us across the country to take up Charlie's torch, because that's exactly what he would want us to do.
That is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Now, the suspected gunman is going to be in court tomorrow. The governor of Utah says he's not cooperating, but his transgender partner is.
FBI sources tell Fox the romantic partner was shocked when they found out about the shooting and shared private messages with investigators that helped them zero in on the alleged assassin. That transgender relationship is something investigators are now looking into, though, as they try to figure out a motive.
And that is Fox's Garrett Tenney. The Pitt has won Best Drama Series at the Emmys. Noah Weil taking Best Actor in the Drama. The studio setting a record for most wins by a comedy series in a single season. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 70 degrees this morning. We've got partly cloudy skies. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Pensacola police say a man was pepper sprayed during a disturbance at the Charlie Kirk Vigil at Graffiti Bridge last night. It happened when a crowd gathered for the candlelight vigil at about 6 p.m. there at the trestle when the fight broke out. It started reportedly when a man attempted to vandalize the Charlie Kirk mural. Right before that vigil started, PPD says one person was pepper sprayed by another person at the scene and required medical attention. They were taken to the hospital by EMS. The person that sprayed the pepper spray had left the scene by the time police officers arrived. And PPD is asking anybody with information on the incident to either contact them or to call Crime Stoppers. A 29-year-old cantonment man has died in a crash that happened early on Friday morning in Escambia County. That happened on Highway 97 near Pine Barren Church Road. Officials say a man was driving his SUV when he veered into the path of a southbound dump truck. The dump truck driver, a 62-year-old Pensacola man, sustained minor injuries in that crash. Well, the Santa Rosa Island Authority asking folks to keep the skies clear at Pensacola Beach during upcoming Blue Angels Sunday beach buzzes. In a statement, they said that objects like kites and drones can pose significant hazards to both the Blue Angels pilots and beachgoers during the flyovers. To ensure safety and allow the Angels to continue performing their flybys with no risk, they're urging everybody to refrain from flying any objects in the air during those events. Well, Senator Rick Scott saying it's incredible to see Marco Rubio in Israel. The Secretary of State Rubio arriving in Jerusalem yesterday to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senator Scott wrote on X that it reminds the world that America stands firmly with Israel and is committed to getting every hostage home. A suicide prevention event was held in Pensacola over the weekend, hosted by Michelle Gant. She lost her son to suicide. She says she just wants everybody to have a chance at life.
Asking for help is very courageous. I feel like that's the first step. And sometimes you don't know what you need, but just being able to ask someone where you're not this. I have my own lived experience with suicide as well. I was suicidal at the age of 15. So I understand the pain of suicide. I understand what it feels like to be hopeless and not have anyone and be around everybody but still feel empty. So I definitely understand. I can relate. And I'm here to help.
And Gant founded TRI, Trauma Release Invest, and they held a walk for suicide awareness on Saturday afternoon. September is Suicide Prevention Month. She says she wants to increase her outreach and share mental health resources with those in need. Well, the deadline for TikTok to divest or sell their hugely popular app is almost here again. Michael
this
Kastner reports.
President Trump pushed the deadline to September 17th. Congress is calling for the sale over national security concerns. Trump has sought to strike a deal to keep TikTok available in the U.S., pushing back the deadline multiple times, and his own administration joining the platform just last month. Asked by reporters on Sunday if he'd consider another extension, Trump said, "I may or may not." He added, "It doesn't matter too much." I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. And right now, 65. We've got partly cloudy skies. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John Pickens.
Well, good morning, David. We are still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, nice sunny skies, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 70 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games, Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul. One prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shot.
250 years ago this week, King George III formally declared Americans to be rebels and traitors. This dashed the colonists' hopes for a peaceful reconciliation and set the path to declare a new nation based on the proposition that all men are created equal. But on the heels of America's quarter millennium since the Declaration of Independence, I want to do something a bit unfashionable. I want to defend inequality.
I got so excited when I saw the title of this commencement address. It was given by University of Austin, Texas. You're going to correct me if I say this wrong, but UATex, is that right? How do you say it, John? You're from there. No? University of Texas, Austin? It's UA, what?
The University of Texas.
I thought it was University of Austin at Texas. Anyway, it's Carlos Carvalho. He is the new president, and he's giving the commencement address. If I got it wrong, I apologize. I loved this speech.
Of course. All men are created equal, but all men are not the same. We have unequal curiosity, unequal intellect, unequal talents, unequal courage, unequal drive, and unequal achievement. I want to defend this kind of inequality because I believe it is the most important way that UATX distinguishes itself. And because being honest about inequality is the most important way the UATX can help you be extraordinary.
Okay, so he's calling it UATX, but it's just Texas, UT, at Austin. Okay, anyway, the speech is what matters, not the who he is. So yes, there's all kinds of ways in which we're unequal, and it's important to recognize that. As de Tocqueville said, now you may not, many people have not read Democracy in America. I have not read, I've read excerpts, I haven't read all the thing. I feel guilty that I haven't read it, but, Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America is one of the seminal treatises on what America was, written by a Frenchman who came to observe what makes America what it is.
Alexis de Tocqueville, the great 19th century critic of the American democracy, noticed that the passion for equality dominates every American institution. He admired this democratic spirit, but also issued a warning. Tocqueville warned that the concept of equality is the most powerful compulsion in the American mind. A dominating drive for equality may suffocate the very people whose uncommon talent, courage, and vision could pull everyone else upwards. Without these rare sparks of excellence, there are no breakthroughs, no bold leaders, no innovations, no radical thought that disrupts the human tendency towards lazy conformity. Tocqueville famously observed that people in democracies might come to prefer equality in servitude to inequality in freedom. In the name of making all things equal, we end up equal only in mediocrity. And that is the surest path to slavishly submitting to authority, submitting to bad ideas, submitting to an overbearing government, and submitting to the soft tyranny of low expectations. Equality without excellence is the surest path to national decline.
Oh, it just makes me proud. It's so good. By the way, I did verify University of Austin at Texas, not University of Texas at Austin. I know the distinction. Anyway, he goes on. And this was a 10-minute commencement speech he just gave about 10 days ago, something like that.
A free society, to remain dynamic and free, must enable those gifts to develop rather than force them into a common mold. So even in a republic of equals, we need small sanctuaries of aristocracy and excellence to ensure the success of liberty. Democracy runs on equality. Freedom and excellence runs on inequality.
That's just so right. We are all created equal, but that does not mean we all wind up with equal outcomes. And the whole concept of a free market, of a place of freedom, is that people can use their gifts, their talents, and will produce unequal results. Some people work hard, some people don't work hard. Hey, some people work hard and it doesn't work out. Other people, they get lucky. Okay. Okay. Some people are born with talents. Some people don't have such talents. Some people have talents and no work discipline. Some people have work discipline and no talents. Okay. They're not all entitled to the same outcome. And the only way that you can get the same outcome is by infringing on freedom and violating them and making them all the same in their mediocrity. You know, communism gets you a great outcome of everybody's the same in their equal terrible situation. Or you get a place like America with a rich-poor gap and everybody's way better off than they would be under the even mediocrity of communism, that equality for everybody.
The tension between those two realities shapes every real problem in education today. How do we respect every person's equal dignity and opportunity while also recognizing and cultivating individual excellence? Nearly every university in America has decided to answer that question by abandoning excellence.
So true.
Harvard hands out more A's than any other grade. Yale gives nearly 60% of its students A's. Princeton no longer requires Greek or Latin to major in the classics. Columbia proudly ditched the SAT. In our leading institutions, honors are handed out like candy, while calculus is quietly dropped. At UATX, we know you cannot democratize a serious education by watering it down and expecting to keep its substance.
Yes. Just yes to all of it. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Beulah Road in Meadowfield Circle, we've got a vehicle crash with injuries that just happened. Not seeing any delays associated with that yet, but I just wanted you to be aware. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. It reminds me just a little bit of the tongue-in-cheek Garrison Keillor line, you know, like Wobegon Tales. You know, Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average. They cannot be all above average, by definition. It's not possible. So back to the idea of inequality as a virtue, as evidence of freedom, as evidence of standards, as evidence of actually challenging people to do better and, you know, rewarding them negatively if they're not.
For students, that means being asked to do the hardest academic work you have ever done. Carefully reading what an author actually wrote. Stepping through an argument line by line. Breaking down a scientific methodology and reproducing it. Or building a model that fails 10 times before it works. You'll be graded according to standards, not your intentions or our wishes. You'll hear no, not yet, try again very often.
Yes, all of that.
Our students should never accept anything uncritically, but thriving in an aristocratic institution requires starting with humility and charity, assuming at least at first that the authors you read, the professors who guide you, and the administrators who correct you might know more than you do.
Challenge. You know, it's okay to challenge and ask questions. But also take seriously the possibility that they really just do know more. I used to actually teach about this when I was teaching ethics and philosophy and logic, and the notion that you should challenge authority. You know, question authority, a command that you're presumably expected to take at face value, not challenge. Have you ever questioned the idea that you should question authority, or did you just take it from the person who said it because you like being told that you should rebel against authority? How about trust authority? How dare you? Why? Have you really considered the strengths and weaknesses of trusting authority versus challenging authority for yourself, as opposed to just being told to challenge authority? Do you challenge the authority of the person who told you to challenge authority? My brain. I know, because we're lazy thinkers. We just don't think through these things very much.
That was very nice.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
It still wasn't nice.
You know, there's virtue in obeying authority. There's even virtue in obeying authority when it's wrong, because that authority means is the power to be wrong. Andrew, it sounds like you're talking, well, sometimes to rebel, sometimes to criticize, sometimes to obey when you're trusting that they're right, and sometimes to obey because they're wrong, but they still have authority. That's called submission. Dirty word. Not a dirty word. A virtue. Because otherwise, what does authority mean? Everybody only does what makes sense to them. Anyway, back to the speech. I just love this stuff.
You won't always like it, but if we're doing our jobs well, you will always benefit from it. High standards are the highest sign of respect. Telling you the truth about where you stand is respect. Holding you to the mark is respect. It is the only way to draw the best out of you. If we demanded anything less, we would be insulting your potential. UHX is indeed aristocratic because it dares to tell the truth that inequality is everywhere. As Jefferson put it, there is a natural aristocracy among men. The grounds of this are virtue and talents.
Yeah. Difference between who's willing to work, difference between who's actually got the skills. Of course, by the way, I should say this. It's vital for a society that's going to have lots of freedom, which is going to allow people to fail, that the people who can't, and there are can'ts, there's wills, mights, won'ts, and can'ts, okay? There's the people who will work hard no matter what. There's the people who might work hard depending on rewards. There's the people who won't work hard no matter what. They could, but they don't. And then there's the can'ts, the people who genuinely have disability, and we should absolutely be taking care of them and nobody else. It's a whole side conversation about the nature of a capitalist free society. Final thing he said, this again is Carlos Carvalho, the University of Austin at Texas, president, talking during commencement address about a week, 2 weeks ago.
To the class of 2029, you have chosen to rebel, not against hierarchy, but against its abandonment, not against standards, but against their erosion, not against excellence, but against those who would fake it. You rebel against a world that tells you mediocrity is enough, that comfort is the highest good, and that all answers are equally valid.
Or that being not offended is a virtue.
Your rebellion is in the service of ancient truths, that wisdom deserves deference, and that difficulty breeds strength. America's next quarter millennium begins here today with you. Welcome to the rebellion. Welcome to the University of Austin. Thank you.
Rebelling not against authority, but against the anarchists who deny there is an authority. Rebelling against not the standards, but against those who say there are no standards, or that it is somehow rude or mean to believe in standards or to express them. Yeah, all of that. Oh, somebody texted me and who's very upset. It's Carlos Carvalho. Somebody's texting me. You know, who is it? Want to watch the whole thing. I'll try to shoot you the YouTube link in a second when I get a moment. But, you know, somebody else is texting in. Andrew, you're just endorsing authoritarianism. This is how you get war crimes, is people don't question authority. I didn't say don't ever question authority. I said know the difference. Okay, this is way too quick, but I'm gonna do it as the amount of time that I have. Levels of cognitive maturity. Level one, obey everything. Always yes. That's what the child does. The young child, okay? Level two is always no. Always rebel. That's also what the child does at a certain point. They think they're being independent, but they're always defined by the parent because they're always saying no to whatever the parent says. Go outside. I'm going to stay in. Put on your shoes. I'm not going to. You know, like, that's just as submissive to the parent as the first view, right? Like, obedient, because it's defined by the opposite. Level three, I'm going to do what makes sense to me. Lots of people at level three. Well, you're limited by what you can understand and your knowledge base and the authority that you do or don't have. It doesn't have to make sense for you to do it. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Level four, recognizing expertise and authority. You know, knowing that the doctor knows more than you in your 5 hours of research on YouTube. Like, you know, doesn't mean doctors can't be wrong. It does mean that you should respect authority and expertise. You should trust that at least sometimes, you know, the mechanic may know better than you do. The doctor may know better than you do. The pastor may know better than you do. When you can learn to trust somebody when you think they might be wrong, but you trust that they're right, like you don't understand, you don't agree, but you still think their expertise means they're probably right, that's that fourth level. The fifth level is the hard one. That's the obeying somebody when you think they're wrong, even when you know they're wrong. That's putting their position, their authority, their respect for them above rightness. That's the, you know, my country right or wrong, my country. Well, that's what I was just talking about. No, some people are never able to submit to authority, to law, to a spouse, to a boss. Well, you're stuck in level three, most likely. So, sorry, but grow up. 6:54 on News Radio. John, did I go too fast?
Nope, not at all. Okay. You're good.
All right. That would be normally about a 20-25 minute lecture. I did that in, what, like 2 minutes?
Yes.
So, a little brief. Sorry. hey, we have not a new advertiser, but one who was on last year. We have Bogey's. They are, you know, the place up on University north of Nine Mile, Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, where you can watch games, you can eat good food, you can hang out with friends, you can play all kinds of simulated sports, golf, baseball, softball, disc golf, zombie dodgeball, I kid you not, like all kinds of really fun things. Full-service bar, full-service restaurant, like burgers and all that kind of stuff. A great place to go, like right after UWF games, because there aren't really bars on campus, right? But, you know, that's real close, okay? So it's on your way south on University. And they have a feature that we are doing called the Play of the Week, the Argos Play of the Week, where we talk about the game. And, of course, the game was on Saturday against Shorter, and there were actually several good plays. This was, I think, the big play of the game.
Walter stands midway deep in his end zone.
This is a punt. Try.
He gets a good one, though. Newsom's going to drift back to his own 45. Take it there. He's got two guys coming after him. Cuts it across the field. Out near the 45. Gets a nice block by Tyler Patterson, the kicker, up the sideline to the 20, to the 10. He cuts it back inside. Touchdown, Argos. Tony Newsom takes
nice.
It to the house.
How about that?
Wow. And then flags fly because did he do what he did? Last week he got an unsportsmanlike for punting the football after the punt return for a touchdown.
Oh, no.
It'll still stand, but it may be 15 yards. Yeah.
56-yard kick six, punt return. That's fantastic. Well done. The Argos go on to just demolish Shorter, which is the norm, although the Shorter got a couple scores. It was 42-20 in the final. But good game. Argos advanced to, 3-0 now, so well done. And again, this Argos Football Play of the Week is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar right there on University just north of Nine Mile, or online at bogeysgolfsuites.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that one accident that happened on Beulah Road and Meadowfield Circle. Again, that's a vehicle crash with injuries. Just seeing some minor delays on Beulah Road. So just be aware of that. Also, I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, and 29 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of Nine Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Josh Strickland Band, with classic rock, blues, southern rock, and more. Bring some food, bring some beverages, and enjoy a great sunset as the fall season begins at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Am I good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats?
watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron. Scab eater. Butt sniffer. Pus licker. Fart smeller.
Sounds a lot like social media these days. 6:59 on News Radio 92.3. And I would strongly advocate for the virtue of restraint. Talk about that more coming up. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the deadline for a TikTok sale is coming up again this week. The popular video sharing app's China-based owner ByteDance has until Wednesday to either sell the company or have the app potentially banned in the U.S. Of course, that... that deadline has come a few times before, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Don't cross this line. Don't cross this line. Don't cross this line. Seriously, this line. Well, you know, we'll see. All right. What happened in Milton at the Texas Roadhouse? What about the drag queen Christmas? What about Charlie Kirk and Graffiti Bridge? We'll talk about it more coming up.